Three people that ate together cannot split up, meaning to say they can't bench separately. Instead, they have to bench together. And since there are three people, they have to bench with the mezumin. If they split up, they'll lose the mezumin. And even if they didn't all eat mamish together, if two of them ate together and the third one joined them after the first two finished eating, if the first two weren't ready to bench yet, and the third one came and quickly ate, they would also be chayav in siman. They wouldn't be able to split up. And even if each one had their own food, they're not eating from the same food, even so, they're chayav in siman. It doesn't make a difference whether they're eating their own food or they're eating all from the same food, since they ate together. They're chayav to make a mizum. Chayin arba, mechayin chamisha. So too, if there are four people that eat together or five people that eat together, they can't split up. And even though in this case, if one or two of them leave, there'll still be a mizum for the remainder. Still they can't split up, because the one or the two of them is not allowed to leave. And he's also chayav in a zimun, he can't leave, and that way he'll lose out on the zimun at the bench by himself. Therefore, they all have to bench together. Shisha nechak and aras sara. Six people that eat together can split up into two groups of three. And up to 10 people can split up into two groups. As up to 10 people, if they split up into two groups, they would still have a zimun with those groups. So therefore, they would be allowed to split up. And if there are 9 people that eat together, they can split up into three groups of three, and that way all three groups would have their own zimun. The 10 people that eat together cannot split up unless there are 20 people that eat together. If 10 people that eat together, they would say the Lashon and the Varach Lelokeinu Shachanu Mishlo, since there are 10 people, they could mention Hashem's name, so therefore they would not be allowed to split up into two groups. That if they split up into two groups, neither one of the two groups would have 10 people, and they would not be able to say the Zimun with Hashem's name. But if there are 20 people that eat together, they can split up into two groups of 10, as each group, since it has 10 people, would be able to say the mezumen with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Two groups of people, that both groups were eating in the same house. If part of one group wasn't sitting too far away from the other group, and they can see the other group, these two groups can combine for a zimun. They could be mezameing together. And if altogether between the two groups are 10 people, they could say, Nevarach Lelokeinu Shachanu Mishlo. And since part of one group can see part of the other group, it's considered one big group, and they can do the zimun together. Be'imla. But if part of one group cannot see part of the other group, they can't see each other at all, Elu mezamein la'atman, ve'elu mezamein la'atman. In such a case, they would be considered two separate groups, and they would have to do the zimun separately. Each one of the two groups would say their own zimun. You would not say the bracha of Bar Pri Hagafen on wine unless it was diluted with water, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The reason being that in those days the wines were very strong and were difficult to drink if they were not diluted with water. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the wine was not diluted, it's not considered a chashva drink, and therefore you would not say the special bracha of Bari Pri Hagafen. Instead, you would say Bari Pri Ha'etz. And that which we say a special bracha on yayin, we say Bari Pri Hagafen instead of Bari Pri Ha'etz. That's because yayin is a chashva drink. But if it's undiluted and it's difficult to drink, it's not so chashva, and therefore you would say Bari Pri Ha'etz according to Rabbi Yezer. While the Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say that even though the wine is not diluted, you would still say the standard bracha on yayin, you would say the Bari Pri Hagafen.